they can still be seen today, more frequent and visible in the arches of the window openings. In Justinian's era, figurative art did not play a special role in the decoration of churches. The icons and mural paintings became essential elements only in a later period. Iconoclastic design elements were later superimposed on the originals. It was during that ideology's heyday, the 8th through the beginning of the 9th century, that another type of decoration was added to the narthex, black crosses with drops at the end of the transverse arms. The central doorway. The central doorway leading from the narthex to the nave, or the main hall of the church, was called the imperial door, and no one but the emperors had the right to use it. The meaning of the mosaic above the imperial door continues to be fiercely debated by scholars. Its main figure is Christ sitting upon the throne and holding the Gospels, which are open to the words, "Peace be with you. I am the light of the world." The visitor praying here must have inevitably associated this combination of two quotes from the Gospel of John with the shining brilliance of the nave he was preparing to enter. The theme is repeated in the image on the upper frame of the imperial door. That features a carved relief, which seems to be 9th century in origin, showing a throne bearing an open book, towards which a bird is descending in flight. The book is open to the words, "And the Lord said, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." This is another quote from the Gospel of John, and the bird is seen to represent both the Holy Ghost and the dove flying to Noah's Ark. It is easy to draw the conclusion that the church door would have been a symbol of the gates of heaven to worshippers. Christ is seated on a throne between two medallions. To his right is Mary, holding out her hand to him in a beseeching gesture, and to his left is the archangel Michael, looking straight ahead. Below him, disrupting the symmetry of the composition, the emperor prostrates himself before the throne of Christ. Although his name is not written anywhere here, scholars unanimously identify the figure as Leo VI, also known as Leo the Wise. He has thrown himself on the floor in exactly the same pose his subjects assumed, prostrate before him. The meaning of the composition is clear. The emperor is a servant of Christ. Interior. Under the dome. We now enter the nave of the church at last. No wonder the Byzantines believed that Sophia at night was bathed by unearthly light and heavenly choirs sang. The cathedral and the perfect harmony of its structures are the product of a collaboration between the architect Isidore of Miletus and the mathematician Anthemius of Tralles. Construction on the church began with four main piers of gargantuan width, forming a square with sides of 31 meters. Above these rise four enormous arches, which support the slightly elliptical dome, 31 by 33 meters. The keystone of the dome is at a height of 56 meters. 40 ribs extend outward from the center of the dome, separated by 40 windows at the base of the dome. Four of the western windows were blocked during a 10th century renovation. Upon closer inspection, there are signs of several repair efforts on the dome. The traces of renovation on one section, from the north and from the south, date back to the very first repair, which had been done immediately after construction was completed. The cause was the earthquake of December 14, 557, which resulted in the collapse of part of the dome. It was renovated by the nephew of the deceased Isidore of Miletus, Isidore the Younger, who elevated the dome an additional 6 meters. The dome is visible from almost any part of the church, which was made possible by the construction of two semidomes. If the concept of the dome, unknown to the ancient Greeks, was invented in Rome, the semidome is an ingenious invention of Anthemius and Isidore. The architects faced the challenge of covering the dome area with a structure that, modeled after the previous church destroyed by fire, needed to follow the rectangular form of the basilica. Anthemius and Isidore propped up the dome at the east and west with two semidomes resting on a pair of additional columns, which gives the ship of the church its fantastic length of 80 meters. It seems to inflate the interior of the church and lessens the visitor's awareness of the terrible weight of the dome, flowing downward as it does through arches and half arches. By the way, the upper parts of the semidomes and pendentives are also the result of two-phase